Thank you everyone for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. All goes to all the Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Brahma Samhita. And we will start from the text number 42. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadhi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Brahma Samhita and we are starting from the text number 42. Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmataya Manasu Yah Praninam Pratifalam Smaratamu Petya Lila Itena Bhuvanani Jayatra Jasram Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda, blissful, Chin, Chitmaya, cognitive, Rasa, of Rasa, Atma, Taya, due to being the entity. Manasu, in the minds, Yah, he who, Praninam, of living entities. Pratifalam, Pratifalan, being reflected. Smaratam upetya, recollecting. Lila itena, by pastimes. Bhuvanani, the mundane world. Jayati, triumphantly dominates. Ajasram, ever. Govindam, Govindam, Govinda. Adi Purusham, the original person. Tam, him, aham, I, bhajami, worship. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes, being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls. As the transcendental entity is ever blissful, cognitive rasa. Purport. Those who constantly recollect in accordance with spiritual instructions, the name, figure, attributes, and pastimes of the form of Krishna appearing in the numerous rasa, whose loveliness vanquishes the God of mundane love, conqueror of all mundane hearts, are alone meditators of Krishna. Krishna, who is full of pastimes, always manifests himself with his realm. Only in the pure receptive cognition of such persons, the pastimes of the manifested divine realm triumphantly dominates in every way all the majesty and beauty of the mundane world. Very deep, deep purport of this verse. Srila Prabhupada many times quoted this verse in his lectures. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. This point is very wonderful to understand. Shri Krishna, as he is exhibiting the eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, these are being conducted with this rasa, Ananda Chinmaya rasa, completely transcendental spiritual rasa, or relationship, or the taste, or the pleasure, or the mellows, very full of life, juice, full of rasa. Rasa has so many meanings. All meanings together, if we put, that is actually rasa. It is very liquid, fluid, means very wonderful. So, ananda, blissful, chinmaya, cognitive rasa. Chinmaya, this is all spiritual, cognitive. It's not that like an unconscious person can understand anything, because he is already unconscious. So conscious Atma, which is full of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, can realize this point. At this point, we are almost like a dead person, spiritually dead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give us the life and consciousness, Chaitanya. Life means consciousness. To awaken our consciousness to our proper position, proper identity. That is the whole process. We are at this time, we are forgetful of our identity. Means we think we are the product of this material energy, and we are spiritually unconscious or spiritually dead persons. We are acting within the energy of material energy. Now whole process is to release us or extract us from the material energy and put ourselves into Chinmaya energy, spiritual energy, or transcendental energy, by recognizing our identity and our true nature. We are not material beings, we are full of rasa and spiritual being. Now Brahmaji is going to take us to the Golok Dham. Actually, Golok Dham, what is Golok Dham? Golok Dham is very special place in the spiritual world. It's the topmost planet within the spiritual world. Topmost Vaikuntha planet. Or this is the last stop of our journey. Our last or highest place, topmost place in the spiritual world. See, we also understand the geography of the spiritual world. We can surpass all the Vaikunthas where Sri Krishna's expansions are the predominating deities, like Rama, Narsingha, Narayana, Bamana, Keshava, Madhava, Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, we surpass, or by the process of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting, pure chanting, we can go up to Golok Dham, where Sri Krishna constantly performing wonderful pastimes with his own energy. The gopis, Radha Krishna and gopis. Here, the main point is Radha Krishna and gopi, amorous pastimes. And that is the aim of this sampradaya, to understand Radha Krishna Leela in amorous rasa or amorous mood, a relationship or pleasure. Ujjvala rasa, most brilliant rasa, sarva rasa sar, this is the essence of all rasa. In other words, in Madhurya rasa, all the rasas are already combined. So it's most wonderful, tasty rasa for Krishna. And all the gopis and Radharani, they are assisting Krishna or taking part in Krishna's aswadanam or taste, enjoying. Sri Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Krishna's own internal potency. Srimati Radharani is the Lord's Ananda Rasa or Prema or the blissful pleasure potency within the internal potency. Essence of internal potency is known as pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we studied these things in detail, right? So here Lord Brahma is meditating on that. Our whole process is through meditation you do everything. Just like in the morning, our meditation starts at the Brahma Muhurta, most auspicious time of the day. When we sing the Guruvashtakam, when you remember, meditate on our spiritual master's mercy, all the verses are so profound and so wonderful. We must remember and meditate on those verses. What is a spiritual master actually? How he is always engaged in the loving service of Shishi Radha Krishna, internally, absorbed, totally, outwardly, always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, taking full shelter of Shishi Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nita Gita means he starts his sadhana by meditating on Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing, playing musical instruments. The spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtana movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind. Sometimes his hair stands on end. He feels a quivering in his body and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such spiritual master. And spiritual master appears in our lives like the merciful cloud holding the water. And just like when there's a forest fire in the forest, blazing fire, man-made machines or human efforts cannot extinguish. Only we must completely depend on the mercy of the rain which pours from the cloud in the sky. So spiritual master is like that in our lives. And we must completely depend on the mercy of Sri Guru. Must meditate. And it goes on, first taking full shelter or shelter of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Mahaprabhu. And he engages himself in the service of the temple of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. He also engages his disciples in this worship. They dress the deities, beautiful clothes and ornaments, like that. And then, still, we should go on meditating the what spiritual master does internally. So, in the fifth and sixth verses, we know the spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava and their qualities, names and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such spiritual master. And the sixth, the spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha Krishna's conjugal loving affairs. Within the groves of Vrindavan, I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. And eight verses, wonderful. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master at least three times a day. I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. By remembering the how spiritual master is engaged in loving service of Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, internally, we attain auspicity in our lives. That's why this time is so powerful. Brahma Muhurta. Auspicious time. And by remembering this Gurvastakam, we attain auspiciousness in our life. That's why it is a must to wake up and remember or chant this wonderful Gurvastakam. So Guru Rupa Sakhi is always assisting gopis in the Nikunja, that is our meditation. So our envision should be like that, like in the spiritual world, by the side of Guru, like in the morning also, we offer our Tulsi prayer. We envision ourselves in Vilas Kunja Diyobash. We pray for that. So that eagerness must be there. Means to understand the Radha Krishna Leela. So here, that's the whole Smaratam Upetya, our spiritual master, or the pure devotees, as they meditate on the Radha Krishna Leela very deeply, they can see, they can have the vision of Leela which are going on in the spiritual world. And those Leelas also Krishna exhibits in this mortal world, in Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan, earthly Vrindavan, same pastimes in Vrindavan. Or Gokul Vrindavan, same Vrindavan. And those pastimes are always here. The point is, Lila Itena Bhuvanani Jayat Rajasram. Making the world most glorious, making the Vrindavan most glorious. The most wonderful pastimes, those Radha Krishna pastimes in their Madhurya Rasa, the most powerful, powerful leelas that can make the whole world auspicious and always having that victory. Victory over us means what? the conditioned souls become the most wonderful servants of Radha Krishna. That is our point, to become the maid servants of the sakhis or manjaris. Our spiritual master offers us to Parama spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. In this disciplic succession, when we take initiation, what happens? Then our spiritual masters, they offer us ultimately to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari engages us in the service of Lalita Sakhi, and Lalita Sakhi engages us in the service of Shri Radha Krishna. This is the process. This is the highest leela still going on. Unless we understand, it is not possible to enter into that reality. So this is the whole point. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory over triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So as we become more and more purified, we understand these points. As we sing Gurvashtaka in the morning, then we sing Tulasi Arati. What Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur offering the prayers, and what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is offering the prayers to Tulasi Maharani, we must understand and meditate on that. So this is the point here, purport given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Those who constantly recollect in accordance with spiritual instructions the name, figure, attributes and pastimes of the form of Krishna appearing in the amorous rasa, means conjugal rasa, madhuriya rasa, topmost rasa, ananda chinmaya rasa, that is known as ananda chinmaya rasa or ujvala rasa, that rasa or parakya rasa, all are same, whose loveliness vanquishes the god of mundane love. God of mundane love is known as Kandarpa, a cupid. He is always reigning, means he is most victorious in this world. He shoots the arrows to the hearts of the living beings. Then the desire for conjugal rasa appears. But this is mundane. This is not permanent rasa. It is not ever-increasing rasa here. This is the difference. This is mundane and it has what? Not the most auspicious results. Here everything is the cause of bondage. Material life starts between the attraction between male and female over here. And it makes so tight, our bondage becomes so tight because of our attraction between male and female. What is that? This is just reflection of the spiritual world's actual rasa. Or with this experience we understand what is the source of this rasa. Radha Krishna's love between Radha Krishna is the source. That is the substance. That is the reality. We are his energy. Energies must be always with the energetic Krishna. And there is an attraction between energetic and energy. That is known as Shakti Shaktiman. For that reason, we always worship Krishna with his Shakti, Srimati Radharani, together. And our whole process is to unite them always, or keep them always together. Radha Krishna together. We worship Radha Krishna together, or we worship Lakshmi Narayan together, or we worship Sita Ram together. Shakti and Shaktiman. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Shakti Shaktiman in one form. In this way, we progress which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us into that direction. And we always chant Yugal Mantra, Radha Krishna Mantra. So Sakhis are always trying to serve Shishi Radha Krishna together. This is our goal, not alone serving Krishna or not alone serving Radharani. Krishna becomes most happy with Radharani. So we always assist them in their pastimes. So the loveliness vanquishes the god of mundane love. Conqueror of all mundane hearts are alone meditators of Krishna. So they meditate on that. Krishna is the transcendental Cupid. That we also sing. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Krishna's loveliness, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness is more than millions of Cupid's beauty or attraction. So we surpass all sorts of mundane attraction because it's the most strong attraction in this world. Attraction between male and female. But reality is we are all females. It is all perverted reflection of the original rasa. Here a male person, so-called male person, thinks I'm a male. I'm the enjoyer, but his dress is like the male. He is Atma. Atma is not male at all. It's the female energy of Krishna. So he has perverted reflection. A male is attracted to another female. A female is attracted to another female in reality. Here no one is male. Everyone is female. So this is the perverted reflection. And more perverted is, you know, attraction between two females, two males, it's more perverted. So this is the reality of this world. But by understanding this attraction, we understand where from it came. It came from original couple, divine couple. They are Shishi Radha Krishna. So this is the point, and by meditating on that, we become released, or we surpass, we transcend all the material attractions. Otherwise, this attraction is very difficult to cut, because there's a Hridaya Granthi. Granthi means knot. So that is the point, how it conquers. Krishna's, Radha Krishna's pastimes, by understanding the love between Radha Krishna, how it conquers all the mundane hearts. Then we become attracted to Krishna. We understand he is the real male person. The masculine principle of Absolute Truth is Krishna. And we take shelter of the Supreme Female, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of all compassion, forgiveness, love, dedication, sacrifice. These are the feminine qualities. And Srimati Radharani is the personification of all those wonderful qualities which make Krishna submissive to Srimati Radharani. In the spiritual world, in the Golok Dham, Krishna is subordinate to his own devotees. All the covered boys, whatever they say, Krishna follows. They want to play with Krishna, Krishna gives himself to them. And Mother Yashoda, Father Nanda Maharaj, they want Krishna as their child, so he gives himself and he becomes subordinate to their service. So this is wonderful thing we must understand. It's not one-sided. As we offer ourselves to Krishna, Krishna also will offer himself to us. That's all about in Vrindavan. And the gopis, gopis are totally surrendered to Krishna, means they feel, I am taken by Krishna. I am taken by any, not by anyone, but only Krishna. And Krishna also becomes their own, means he also gives himself to that sakis. And that we see in amorous rasa, or conjugal rasa, or madhurya leela. Krishna is completely under the will of Srimati Radharani. By her wonderful qualities, Krishna is totally submissive and attracted to Srimati Radharani. So this is called loving transaction between Krishna and his own Chinmaya Rasa, or Shakti, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. So our surrender is not one-sided, it's both-sided. That's what surrender means, love. When we offer our whole heart to Krishna, Krishna also offers himself to us. If we are not offering our whole heart to Krishna, then we are cheating Krishna. And this is going on. We are not ready to offer our whole heart to Krishna. We keep our heart divided. Some portion is for Krishna, some portion is for this or that, my family, all this or that, my cat, for my cat, for my dog. So as we give completely ourselves to Krishna in love, that is called surrender, Krishna also becomes submissive to his own devotees. The relationship is most wonderful. So this is the point we are learning today. Krishna, who is full of pastimes, always manifests himself with his realm only in the pure receptive cognition of such persons. So Krishna, who is full of pastimes, and pastimes are going on, Krishna and Krishna's pastimes are identical, going on, always manifests himself with his realm, means it's a pure devotee, although he is here, but Krishna manifests everything with his dhamma, leela, in the heart of the pure devotees. As we are discussing, a pure devotee is totally surrendered to Krishna, Krishna's service, in love, with full attachment to Krishna. So Krishna also reciprocates the same way. He appears in his heart with his dhamma, with his all leelas. So it doesn't matter whether a pure devotee lives in the spiritual world or in the material world. It doesn't matter. Distance, time and space doesn't matter. The devotee is completely absorbed in that meditation, and Krishna also appears in his meditation. Just like Gurvashtakam, we sing. So we should not do everything ritualistically. Oh, it's a ritual, ritualistically I sing samsara dava nala lila loka. Ritualistically I sing namo namo tulosi krishna priyoshi, not understanding the meaning of priyoshi or priyasi. Ritualistically I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That will not please Krishna. That will not make Krishna to reveal himself, appear himself with the dhamma in our hearts. So deep connection must be there. Whatever we do, we must do with the full attachment with Krishna. Time and space or distance doesn't matter. For example, if I call my brother right now, and speak to him, or I travel all the way and go to him and speak to him, same point, isn't it? A distance doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. I can understand his situation right away, right now, by connecting myself through the phone. Time and space will disappear. Similarly, it doesn't matter whether we are here or there. We must engage ourselves in pure, loving, devotional service, in full meditation on Radha Krishna, with full attachment. So that is the point. He appears. He manifests himself with his realm, dhamma, only in the pure receptive cognition. We must be very receptive also. Means give up this ritualistic way of service, doing everything ritualistically. Now that is the point, because it's the reality. Perceive the reality. Cognition, the awareness, the consciousness receives everything. So we must come to the transcendental platform, conscious platform. We should not remain spiritually dead or spiritually unconscious person. Cognition. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is infusing the consciousness in us when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He empowers us with this ability to receive Krishna's mercy, full mercy, in full capacity. Whatever capacity a soul has, we must attain that capacity. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have it. So we must unleash the power of the soul, the power of the soul to receive such extent of mercy. It doesn't matter whether you are here or there. So this is the point. The pastimes of that manifested divine realm triumphantly dominates in every way all the majesty and beauty of the mundane world. So the person is not at all attracted to this mundane majesty or beauty. Krishna means full of sweetness in Golok Dham. The devotees always relish the sweetness of Krishna. In Vaikunthas, Krishna's majesty is being relished. But in Vrindavan, Golok Dham, Krishna's sweetness, and that attracts most. So our goal is Golok Dham, aim is Golok Dham. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his wonderful transcendental process, we can achieve that. So this is the whole thing. Unless we understand what is the gift we have received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we would not honor that. Rather, we live in a very shallow, way. Our main business should be this, because life is short. We cannot take any risk. All the facilities are already given to us. Just we must live by that principle, what we are hearing now. First, we must understand the principle of Bhagavad Gita, live by that instruction, live by that principle of Bhagavad Gita as Krishna is speaking. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, live by that principle, live a life of service for Krishna with full attachment for his pleasure, for the all pleasure of Sarvashishi Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna should be always fixed up in our consciousness. Doesn't matter what we do here. Only after that, everything will be manifested to us with His realm, with His Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's dharma, all appear. And that is going on with Brahma. Brahma is sitting on his on the lotus feet, which sprouted from the navel of Sri Vishnu or Narayan, Garbhadhuka Sri Vishnu. So he is within this material realm. But he is seeing everything. Why? How? Krishna has manifested everything. All the pastimes and the realm or his dharma in the heart of Brahma. And then Brahma is offering the prayers by seeing all those things, transcendental things. Divya Gyan Hride Prakashita. Now I'm going to the next verse. Now Golok Dham. Sri Brahma is speaking. Golok Namni Nijodhamni Tale Chatasya. Devi Mahesha Hari Dham Shute Shute Shu. Tete Prabhava Nichaya Bihitascha Yena. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Goloka Namni, in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, Nija Dhamni, the personal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tale, in the part underneath, Cha, also, Tasya, of that Devi, of the Goddess Durga, Mahesha, of Lord Shiva, Hari, of Narayana, Dhamasu, in the planets, Teshu, Teshu, in each of them, Tete, those respective, Prabhavo, Nichaya, opulences, Vihita, established, Cha, also, Yena, by whom, Govindam, Govinda, Adi Purusham, the original personality, original person, Tam, him, Aham, I, Bhajami, worship. Translation, lowest of all is located Devi Dhamma, mundane world. Next above is the Mahesha Dhamma, above of Mahesha. Above Mahesha Dhamma is placed Hari Dhamma, abode of Hari. And above them all is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. Named Goloka. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. Wonderful thing. Purport. The realm of Goloka stands highest above all others. Brahma, looking up to the higher position of Goloka, is speaking of the other realms from the point of view of his own realm. The first in order in his mundane world called Devi Dhamma, consisting of the 14 worlds, namely as Satyaloka, etc. Next above Devi Dhamma is located Shiva Dhamma, one portion of which called Mahakala Dhamma. Mahakala Dhamma is enveloped in darkness, interpenetrating this portion of Shiva Dhamma, there shines the Sada Shiva Loka, full of great light. Above the same appears Hari Dhamma, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka. The potency of Devi Dhamma in the form of the extension of Maya and that of Shiva Loka, consisting of time, space and matter, are the potency of the separated particles pervaded by the penumbral reflection of the subjective portion of the divinity. But Hari Dhamma is ever resplendent with transcendental majesty, and the great splendor of all sweetness predominates over all other majesties in Goloka. The Supreme Lord Govinda, by his own direct and indirect power, has constituted those respective potencies of those realms. So wonderful vision Brahma is having. This is known as transcendental vision, because the transcendental world is now being manifested in his heart. This vision is not external vision, it is internal vision of the soul. Unless we come to the platform of soul, how can we have the spiritual vision? And this is the problem. That's why we struggle so much. We do not believe in the spiritual reality. Deep down in the heart, the disbelief is there. That's why we are not serious about it. Because the Atma's vision is transcendental vision. Because Atma is the transcendental element. And whole process is to keep ourselves, to awaken ourselves on our, to that proper position, proper identity, Atma. And we must keep ourselves on, in that position all the time, no matter what we do here. That is known as self-realization. Keep the Atma in its proper position. It's subordinate servant of Krishna. It doesn't matter where we are. Subordinate to Krishna's will. As soon as we realize this point, we become totally surrendered to Krishna's will out of love. It's so wonderful. And we feel oneness with Krishna's will. This is so wonderful. So whole spiritual vision we can have in our soul, in the consciousness of the soul. Pure consciousness of the soul. Soul is the pure consciousness. Soul has the power, ability to receive that mercy. So Brahma is seeing. What he is seeing? Lowest of all is located Devi Dhamma, mundane world. So we are in this mundane world, Devi Dham. Now Devi Puja is going on, Navratri. People are very much interested to worship Devi because they can perceive up to this point. They cannot perceive beyond this. By the revealed scriptures, we understand the geography of this material world and the spiritual world. All the gradations we understand through the vision of Brahmaji in the Brahma Samhita. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this book for our understanding, transcendental understanding. He discovered this book in Keshava temple in South India, and he copied. He had the copy of that book and gave us. And through the disciplic succession, we received that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to be properly educated, not to remain in darkness. So most of the people in this world, they only understand this much. This is Devi Dham. Devi is ruling over here. Durga Devi. And Durga Devi is ruling over here. She is our Jagan Mata. And Lord Shiva is the Jagat Pita. Because Durga Devi is married to Lord Shiva. They can only understand this much, not beyond that. Now we are being educated by Brahma that next above is the Mahesh Dham. Because Mahesh is the husband of Devi. So his above, his dham is also above, where Lord Shiva lives. Above Mahesh Dham is the Hari Dham, Narayan Dham. Means Mahesh Dham is in between the spiritual world and material world. Because Devi Dham is the Maya Dham or Maik Dham. It is material world. And in the spiritual world, Lord Narayana lives. And in between is Mahesh Dham. It is neither spiritual nor material. And above them is located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. So, Haridham means all the Vaikunthas in the spiritual sky. And Golokdham is also a Vaikuntha planet. It is the topmost planet where Krishna's personal place, his own place. Krishna's own realm, his home is Vrindavan or Golokdham. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of these created realms. So Govinda is the original Lord. He allotted, means he made others the presiding deities of the different graded realms. Means Lord Narayana has been appointed by Krishna to become the presiding deity of the Vaikuntha planets. Lord Shiva became the presiding deity of Shiva Loka, and he has been appointed by Krishna. And Devi Dhamma, in the Devi Dhamma, Devi Durga has been appointed, allotted by Krishna in the Devi Dhamma. So all those spiritual facts are clear now, because we are in this disciplic succession and we are receiving this knowledge through the disciplic succession. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is explaining, and Lord Chaitanya gave us book to the world. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are understanding this fact. Otherwise, very difficult to understand those gradations of the different realms in the spiritual world and also in this material or in between. So in the purport, the realm of Goloka stands highest above all others. So this is our highest aim also. Not only highest aim in the pastimes of Krishna, in the highest pastime, that is Madhurya Rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness. One rasa, but the highest rasa, in one rasa, two rasas, but in the highest rasa, in Madhurya Rasa. Nothing is beyond that. To attain Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Golokdham, we must take full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. This is our highest aim. Nothing can be beyond that. Lord Sri Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave us this gift. So Brahma, looking up to the higher position of Goloka, is speaking of the other realms from the point of view of his own realm. He is in the Satya Loka, right? Sitting on the lotus flower. And he is speaking. The first in order is this mundane world called Devi Dham, Devi Durga. It is the presiding deity, consisting of the 14 worlds, Satya Loka, Jana Loka, 7 planetary systems above, and 7 planetary systems down, like them, 14 planetary systems. Next, above Devi Dhamma is located Shiva Dhamma, one portion of which now Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is also giving us more understanding, more informations. One portion is, of which is known as Mahakala Dhamma, is enveloped in darkness, means material portion, interpenetrating the portions of Shiva Dhamma. And Shiva Dhamma is in the spiritual world. There shines the Sadashiva Loka, full of great light. Above the same appears Haridhama, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka. The worshippers of Lakshmi Narayana Dev go to that Dhamma, Haridhama. The worshippers of Shri Radha Krishna, with full attachment for them, they go directly to Golok Dhamma, topmost Vaikuntha Loka. The potency of Devi Dhamma in the form of the extension of Maya and that of Shiva Loka, consisting of time, space, and matter, are the potency of the separated particles pervaded by the penumbral reflection of the subjective portion of the divinity. Subjective portion of the divinity, Krishna, Krishna's avatars, Gunavatara, Lilavatara, like so many avatars, subjective portion of the divinity. They rule. Krishna has appointed them, allotted them. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everyone, everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna is the root of all existence. Existence of Narayana or Shiva or Durga included. Those things we studied in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Narayanir Bhagavata. The supremacy of Narayana comes from the supremacy of Krishna. In other words, Krishna's expansions or incarnations, all are Krishna. Still, Krishna is the origin of all. But Haridhama is ever resplendent with transcendental majesty and the great splendor of all sweetness. So transcendental majesty is the predominating thing in the Vaikunthas. But in the Golok Dham, all sweetness dominates over all the majesties of Goloka. In Golok Dham, Krishna is not God at all. Nobody treats Krishna as God. They treat Krishna as one of them. Mother Yashoda treats him as her own beloved child. Most naughty child. And the friends, they treat Krishna as their own friend. And they joke with him, they wrestle with him, they fight with him, they argue with him, they love, they play with him. Sweetness aspect of the Absolute Truth is predominant in Golok Dham. But in Vaikuntha Dham, nobody can play with Lord Narayana. Always they offer wonderful prayers and remain submissive to the orders of Lord Narayana. Because that is the majesty is the predominant factor. So the Supreme Lord Govinda, by his own direct and indirect power, has constituted those respective potencies of those realms. So Krishna, from Krishna, everything has come into existence. The Vaikuntha planets are existing due to Krishna's Sandhini Shakti. So everything is Krishna's energy. So that's why when you greet someone, Hare Krishna, we cover everything. Supreme Lord and His energies together. It cannot be separated. We are together with Krishna. But our consciousness is not in harmony with Krishna. That's why we are not able to render pure devotional service are able to become pure devotees. But it's not impossible. And Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wanted us to become pure devotees. Our spiritual masters also want that, desire that. So we should become pure devotees of Lord Krishna and understand, understand Brahma Samhita and make our life perfection, make our life perfect, successful. Come to the perfectional stage of existence. That is the whole process. All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. We have covered up to 43 texts. Okay? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam. Jai Shila Prabhupada. Jai Guru Maharaj.
Mataji, it was a wonderful class. Thank you for the wonderful class. And the first verse was the very heavy one. The 40, text 42 was pretty heavy. I have a few questions from there. Okay. Basically, in the purport, we are saying that in accordance with the spiritual instructions, what is that spiritual instruction here in this context?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That we must live by the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Spiritual instruction. Bhagavad Gita. What is the principle of Bhagavad Gita? You are not the body. You are the soul. So come to that platform. This is the first thing to understand and to assimilate. And to have, we have to change our position to the atmic position, soul position. Whole thing is to bring ourselves to the spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada says at this point, we are not seeing our identity. We are not finding our spiritual identity. We only see the bodies. I see your body, you see my body. But the Atma is the occupier of the body, not the body. So we must awaken ourselves to that, our original position. This is the first instruction in Bhagavad Gita. And so on, we must live by that instruction, Sarvadharman Paityajya, surrender unto me. By understanding the absolute truth, what's the meaning of surrender? Come to the original position. We are already under the care of Krishna. We are already under His control, loving control. So spiritual instructions means instructions given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Spiritual instructions means instructions given by the spiritual masters in this disciplic succession. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam, like that. Yes. So we must live by that instruction. We must live by that principle. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Madhavji. So the next question is, Krishna is full of having pastime. So even he has childhood pastimes as well, but we are saying that Madhurya Rasa is the highest pastime. So, we have to meditate on the pastimes of Krishna. So, so should we only think about Radha Krishna pastimes or not the childhood pastimes? Hare Krishna.
No, not that is the point. Means the pure soul can perceive all the pastimes which is going on. But he relishes most all the pastimes, transcendentally relishable. This is totally transcendental subject matter. But he relishes most the Madhurya Rasa. This is a mundane way to understand. But the Atma has that capacity to even relish the Madhurya Rasa by the mercy of this Sampradaya, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the soul can perceive all the pastimes and rasas. And actually what happens, by the process of pure devotional service, our original rasa becomes awakened. And you can envision yourself in a particular leela. But you can perceive all leelas together. Atma has such tremendous power. All the leelas can be perceived by the pure soul. But the pure soul gradually awakens its own original role or position in the spiritual world. So the soul can envision himself in the spiritual world in a particular leela, because he is seeing the leelas continuously. But gradually, when we understand the mercy or gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to give us, when we understand we are the most fallen souls, no way we are eligible to understand the topmost subject between Shri Radha Krishna, the love between Shri Radha Krishna. See, the subject matter, most personal, intimate pastimes of the Supreme Lord is known as Madhurya Leela. And within the Madhurya Leela, even Parakya Rasa. Radha Krishna are like two lovers. In Vrindavan, gopis, only lover is Krishna, boyfriend and girlfriend. Relationship which we know in this natural world through the mercy of the mundane Cupid. Attraction between male and female. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to say us that a soul can reach up to that platform, loving Krishna in that Madhurya Rasa, entering to that rasa mellow, by putting itself or herself, himself or herself, under the shelter of Srimati Radharani or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is possible, it is available, but the soul must go through gradual elevation. We can achieve gradual elevation up to that platform, which is known as highest platform. But each soul has their own swarupa, or position, or activities in Krishna Leelas. So the soul can perceive, just like Brahma is perceiving everything. But is Brahma also engaged in Madhurya Rasa with Krishna? We don't know. Maybe not. Or maybe yes. Many, like Narada Muni or many devotees, they are in different rasas. They are connected with Krishna in different rasas. But they can perceive all. Like Mata Yashoda also knows Krishna's conjugal, or she perceives Krishna's conjugal pastimes, but she is attached to Krishna with parental rasa. So it happens. It's not that I can jump over with one rasa then go. Right now, we are expanding our consciousness. Our consciousness is being expanded to receive the mercy of leelas. Leelas are becoming more and more, more and more perceivable, or more and more reality, become reality to our lives by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Gradually, we will be able to see ourselves in a particular leela. So that is the whole process. When we think of the leela, even one leela which you feel, this is me, by
remembering Leela and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by remembering Krishna, and you leave the body, then you become reinstated or join in that Leela in the spiritual world. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Danat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The class is very, very clear, Mataji. Your understanding in Shastra is very, very high, Mataji. I really like all the points you were mentioning. It was very clear. Mataji, very simple question. Right now, it's theoretically we know that we are not this body, but actually applying in our life every time, it's very difficult for me especially. And then I say it happens by the only by the chanting holy name. Yes, Mataji, it's a more effective way.
Actually, more than that. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Bhakti means Shraddha, deep faith. In the words of Sri Krishna, in the words of Shastra. Guru Bhakti is absolutely critical. Absolutely important. Guru empowers us to realize this fact, the reality. Prabhupada many times said that Yasava Deve Parabhakti Tatha Deve Tatha Guru, right? Also we sing, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi. Now, if we just maintain, it's just a ritual, or ritualistically, I got the initiation from my guru, but I do not have much connection or no real connection. Because we have to please the spiritual master by our service. Service means be attentive to his instructions. Because I may not see Krishna, but I am seeing my guru. He is the representative of Krishna. Whatever he says, we must accept as the Krishna's orders, life and soul. He is Krishna in our lives. Guru is the expansion of Krishna's potency. Guru carries Krishna's potency, and we need that potency. We have to connect completely with potency. So what Guru says, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with full attention. Understanding this is the whole foundation, or this is the only process through which we can receive Krishna's mercy. Each and every word given by spiritual master is a life and soul for this disciple, because he speaks what Krishna speaks. He doesn't speak anything outside of Krishna's instructions. That guru is a bona fide guru. That's why we meditate on guru in the Guru Vashtakam in Brahma Muhurta. I may not go to the temple in Brahma Muhurta to attend Mangala Arati, but that time I must wake up and sing it for me and offer my respect to my spiritual master, meditating on this truth. This is the life for the spiritual process. If we remain on this ritualistic level, nothing will be achieved. So one point to your answer, Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa, how can we attain? By following his instructions. Whatever he says, read Shastras, associate, but not the superficial level. Go deep inside the meditation. By following spiritual master's instructions, very seriously, we progress very quickly. We receive Krishna's mercy very wonderfully. That is the point in 8th verse of Sikshashtakam, not Sikshashtakam, Gurvashtakam, we sing, right? Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadam. It's inseparable from Krishna's mercy. Mercy means he reveals everything. We become empowered by the mercy of Sri Guru. This is a very mystical thing, very mysterious. And we must please Guru. We should never think, oh, Guru should please me. Never. I should please Guru. What gives the Guru most pleasure? When the Guru sees the disciple is very serious and the disciple is trying to progress in spiritual life very seriously, he becomes so pleased. He is not just pleased by receiving our seva only on the physical level. It is also should be like that, means offering prasadam, have the intimate, respectful association with Guru, maybe directly or indirectly, through the words, through the instructions. So Srila Prabhupada's instructions are the same as Guru's instructions, same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, same as Krishna's instructions. Because bona fide Guru doesn't say anything outside of Krishna's instructions. So this is the first point. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. What is the Bhakti Lata Bij? The deep faith in the words of Krishna, in the words of Shastra. And we also practically understand we are the occupiers of the body. That's why we can leave the bodies, isn't it? We see. Recently I have lost my very, very beloved auntie. She is so wonderful devotee, and she was very wonderful devotee, very loving devotee. And I couldn't go for the funeral. I saw the picture, so lifeless picture. But I saw the picture, I saw the body, but the real person is gone. So that means Atma is the occupier of the body. So it's a real fact. But we deceive ourselves. We are not ready to accept the reality. So in this way, progress. Don't deceive. Don't cheat Krishna by not going into the process. This is the one point. Another point is elevated devotees. Again, Guru, Shastra, Sadhu, Krishna. Four things we need. Guru, Shastra, Sadhu means other than initiating spiritual master. Initiating spiritual master also we have so many instructing spiritual masters. Shiksha Guru. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita we heard they are known as sadhus who live by the scriptures like Srila Prabhupada. And Krishna himself. So when all are in same line, then we receive Krishna's mercy. And Atma has that potency to come to that absolute platform because I'm absolutely Atma. I'm not the body. At this moment we think, I'm Atma, it's fine with me, also I'm the body. This is called second identity. Ditya Avineveshata. It's our second identity. Yeah, I understand I am Atma. Also I am body. This is going on. Contamination. But what is my identity? Absolutely I am only Atma living within the body. Atma gives the life to this body. When Atma leaves the body, a body is dead. We are not ready to accept this truth. Every day we are hearing the reality that the soul leaves the body. So where is the difficulty? Srila Prabhupada says all the time, where is the difficulty? Actually there is no difficulty. The difficulty exists in our mind. Mind is not tamed. Mind is not under control. Mind is not ready to accept the truth. So four things. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Krishna. We have to put ourselves under their absolute mercy. All right?
Yes, Mataji, thank you so much. It's a very, very nice class. Thank you for your association, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your association. Any other question or comment?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very wonderful.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very wonderful instructive class. And I hope I can follow the instructions. Very, very wonderful.
Yeah, we all must follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions.
And you're reminding us to at least that.
Yeah, I'm also in the path. I'm also reminding myself. It's a fact.
Thank you,
Mata. Thank you.
Nice. I'm sorry. But yesterday or day before yesterday, I tried to call, but there are two names together, and by mistake, instead of dialing your number, I dialed the other one.
And
But maybe sometime when you have time, I like to just talk sometime.
Okay. Yeah, sure, Mata. You have my number, 310?
Yes.
It starts with that. Okay. You can call me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all those
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Wonderful class, Mataji. Taking us in a Gopinath temple, Mataji. Thank you very much. 100 Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Thank you. Koti Koti Pranam to you too.
Mataji, you are very
familiar. Hare Krishna. We are Dasanudas. Hari Bol.
Such a wonderful class, Mataji. Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Also, Sri Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Very, very wonderful class, Mataji, and it's very hard to follow practically. It's like, how we know the theoretical knowledge, but practical, like how we are going to change the understanding that we are not this foreign here. So it's very difficult, Mataji, but only because of mercy of the devotees and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, maybe possible. Don't know.
Actually, we have to have the understanding. Faith means a soul has the capacity. Just like a mother knows, a child may be now incapable of doing many things, but the mother knows that my child has the capacity to perform wonderful things when he will grow up. Mother doesn't give up the hope. Mother can envision the future. Similarly, the soul has this capacity. Because soul is the part and parcel of Krishna. So we must have that understanding. That soul has the capacity. When the soul will grow up in spiritual understanding, will perceive everything. Now, the difficulties. This thought that it is difficult, it is existing in our mind only. The more we become serious, we become little serious. If we become little serious, then gradually our all difficulties which is in the mind will go away. And when we come to the advanced stage, then we see all the problems are gone. For example, Srila Prabhupada exhibited everything in his life. Nothing could check him to execute the orders of spiritual master, because the instruction he took as his life and soul. He was totally empowered by that. Similarly, we can also progress. by receiving the empowerment from the spiritual master. Okay? Soul has that capacity. Soul has that ability to understand, I am soul, because cognition is there. Satchit Ananda, the knowledge of self and knowledge of Krishna and the knowledge of relationship, all are there in the soul. Because we are part of Satchit Ananda of Krishna. Satchit Ananda Krishna. We must have this faith. It is there inside. I have to awaken. I have to bring the soul into this, into the proper position as a part and parcel of Krishna. All right? Okay? It is possible because the ability is there already. It is not material process, it is spiritual process. Okay? All right. Okay, thank you everyone. I think our time is up. Thank you, Sian Shamagori. We can end that.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhuve evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. Sri Vaishnava.